Basha.
And a you good day.
I wondered if you could help me understand something.
I don't know. That's up to you, really.
About 4 months ago, when I was asleep at night, and I was woken up all of a sudden in the middle of the night, and I thought, it's too late. My alarms have gone off. I should have been up, you know, half an hour ago. And then I realized the alarms hadn't gone off at all. And I looked, and everything around me, my room was lit up, and it was orange.
Yes.
And I thought, oh, I must be dreaming. This is surreal. This must be a dream.
Yes.
And then I thought, but then this must be a lucid dream, because I'm thinking.
That you're dreaming.
Yeah, and then I kind of thought, oh, well, maybe it's a lucid dream, not that I've ever had it.
Which means what to you?
That would be a dream in which you felt that you're awake.
And means what? That you actually are.
Uh-huh.
In your higher consciousness.
Right. I mean, I've never been aware of having had a lucid dream, though.
Well, now you are.
And then I kind of pinched myself to see if I was awake, and then I thought, I really am awake.
Yes, that's what I said. You're awake.
And I blinked.
But you're looking from the perspective of your higher self.
And I blinked my eyes, and it didn't go away, and I
yes.
sat up, and it was still there, and it was
yes.
still orange, and it was lighting.
Congratulations. Aren't you glad that happened?
And then gradually, after a while, as I was looking at it, and then it sort of slowly faded away.
Yes, as you shifted your consciousness back into the physical reality perspective.
So was that part of me, or was it something that came to visit me? Or?
It was part of you, as I just said. You're looking at reality from your higher self's perspective.
Uh-huh. So why
from the template level.
Why was it orange?
It represents the level of energy that you are dealing with symbolically as you're going up the chakra spectrum. The idea is that orange is the one vibrationally above red. It's simply an indication that you have gone from what you consider to be a grounded level to the next higher level right above physical reality.
Huh.
The template reality.
But that's still pretty low down, right? That's not purple.
Well... Not to be judgmental about it, but vibrationally, yes.
Uh-huh.
But a step up is a step up, isn't it?
I suppose. So what does it mean if I'm seeing orange then? What does that mean?
I just told you. You're seeing from the template level higher self reality.
Uh-huh.
You have moved your eyes, so to speak, your spiritual eyes, your consciousness eyes, up like looking through a periscope. From a higher perspective, still connected to physical reality, but knowing from the vibrational color that you are slightly above the vibration of physical reality, which would be symbolized by red.
Hmm.
You follow me?
So why did I see it in the middle of the night all of a sudden?
Because that's when you're relaxed and allowed it to happen. That's when your physical mind, in that sense, allowed itself to relax enough to be willing to let you see from a higher perspective without being afraid. So that you can now integrate those two levels. You can remember that experience, and as you remember it, you will actually recreate that frequency within yourself and start blending those two together. And as you blend those together... And if you wish to keep doing that, you can. And then the next time you may see that everything is yellow. And then the next time everything is green. Then the next time everything is blue. The next time everything is indigo. The next time everything is violet. And you can take yourself up the vibrational ladder that way. So you've given yourself an opportunity to step on the first rung and see how it feels. And now that you've done that, you can stretch farther. All you have to do is integrate what you've experienced. And be open and willing to experience more. And it will continue to grow. This is your way of doing it.
So maybe I should wish to see a yellow light in the middle of the night or a green light.
You can wish it, but it's not really about wishing it. It's about allowing and accepting what happened to be representative of the fact that you have stretched and not putting any judgment on it so that you can integrate it. And it's the integration that will allow you to go further.
Hmm.
More than the wishing of it. You follow me? Because
right.
The pace at which you will do it will be perfect for you. And if you simply wish it with your physical mind, you may become frustrated when it doesn't happen in the timing you think it should.
Uh-huh.
So I would relax the wishing and simply have more allowing, knowing that that's where you're going.
Okay.
All right?
All right.
Does that help?
That helps.
Pleasant dreams.
Thank you, Basha.
You are welcome. What is your physical timing for this segment of the transmission? All right. Nevertheless, being on your mark of three, we will allow for a short break before we continue with more understanding of the nature of the power of how you can bring water into play with regard to expanding your acceleration and your synchronicity to delve more deeply into the connection between you and your higher self. Enjoy your short break.